it's mayim she'ein lohem soif, literally. Many years ago, I gave a Shabbos Shuvah drasha. I started talking about Anas Meyev, and it was I guess it wasn't a disaster because it was terrible, but that year they had to daven. There was no time to lane by Mincha. I paskin, they should just daven Mincha without Kriyas HaTeira. That's how late it was. But anyway, Lamaisa, the conclusion that we're coming at is that when you get fed not via the normal way, either to your stomach and kol shekein into your veins, that would not be considered achila b'chlal in Yom Kippur. And kol v'adomer, that is no isur b'chlal be'etzem. No isur b'chlal. Except I mentioned that there's a Rav Sternberg. Rav Sternberg holds, and again, l'shitose, I think it's even more, besides that it's a chiddush nifla what he says, l'shitose, it's even a bigger chiddush. He says here in Reish Tzadi, in Chelek Beis, he talks about the shayla of the veins, feeding directly to the body. And he comes out l'maisa, like all the achronim, like the Masham and Achiezer, that avadi, even if you hold it goes by me'ayim, you have to eat. If you don't eat it, it's nothing. But then he says, mikol mokoy, adayin ani novoich. I'm still debating this, I'm still in question. It's not clear to me. Because it could be that since Shabiyem HaKippur Mo'echel Oiva B'lois Aseh V'Aseh, person reads on Yom Kippur is Oiva Olav and an Aseh. He says, together Aseh Mefush Parama Meshul Choshvis is also Lishbois Me'achil V'Shtiyah. V'haynu She'en Aseh L'mnoya Me'aseh Al-Chil L'kayim Aseh Diyem HaKippur M'inu M'niyas Achil V'Shtiyah V'imkein Mitzvah Shvis Haynu Lishbois Mikol Pu'ula Shemafriya L'kiyim HaMitzvah. Mele, you're not called a shavis me'achile. So it's a bit lasse. Here of Sternberg. He wants to say that if somebody is fed with a feeding tube, either straight into his stomach or even into his veins, Patson, which I spoke to you about, that's tam garnish. It should be garnish. Right? They feed directly in the veins. So it should be nothing. He says, I still have one area of question. Could be that it's still a bit lasse. The asse of being shavis me'achila, that means you shouldn't do anything which is going to make you feel that you have a bit linui. So now although you weren't over anything, b'kum v'asse, you did an action which is, you're not mekayim shabbosin, kilo. Chiddush noir v'adir. And therefore he says, "Av she'en kan achila ve'en bekores mikomokom lechoshev shoves v'mkein meneya kiyum ha'mitzvah sheyaseida b'tzar menias achila." Forgetting that I have no idea what he's saying. Meaning in svara, I have no idea what he's saying. I was shoves from achila. If somebody would have what they put on the acupuncture, they put balls that you go like this and you're not hungry anymore. You can't do that on Yom Kippur. Narishkeit. Person who schmecks tabak and they schmeck the tabak, it makes them forget about eating. They lose their appetite. You can't do that on Yom Kippur. You're being shavis from achila. I don't even know what he means. I don't know what he means. Kimat. I have an idea what he means. But I don't understand. On a lom de shayif and a Rav Sternberg, I don't understand what he means. But l'shitase, it's the biggest plea. Because in the Mayadim Uzman, if Yoram remembers, he said, there's no mitzvah Yom Kippur to be moon there. That's why it's called shvise. The mitzvah is just to rest from eating. There's no mitzvah to be moon there. So how's he saying over here? Lechosh and shavim meneh kiyum ha-mitzvah sheyesoido b'tzar meneh sachilu, which is the opposite of what he himself says. So Mishnei Tzadim, I don't understand what he's saying in the Etzem Svora. Because I hear you're 100% being shavis me'achila. 100% you're being shavis me'achila. And that's the mitzvah. And then when he says, the key mitzvah is that you should feel the inui of the achila, you yourself, Rav Moshe, in Me'adam Uzmanim, you said the reason why the Rambam calls it shvisa, not inui, is because the mitzvah is not to be mu'ne. That was his whole yesod. that it's different than a regular fast day. So, Dvar of Nelmu Mimeni. I just don't know what he means, but I'm just telling you as a zokta. Okay. So now let's go to Shiurim. He comes out also, as I told you yesterday, you're not mechuyev to do these things. If somebody's a chayla, sheyesh pesakana, they have to eat, they're not mechuyev to do this. Not mechuyev to make artificial means. But clearly, if somebody has such a thing already connected to their body, I would say for sure they're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. A chayla is already attached to such a feeding mechanism. Some chaylim, they have supplement. In other words, they can eat a little bit, but the supplement, they have a feeding tube. There are chaylim like that. So they for sure, l'chayla, can't eat on Yom Kippur. They can't eat on Yom Kippur because they're 1,000 times better than pachas mikashir. They're not eating b'chal. Why should they eat if they could just get away with not eating at all? So for sure, any patient that's already hooked up. So those are the two cases I would say one is mechuyev and one is should. The case where you're already connected to a feeding tube, I don't need any heter to give such a chayla to eat at all, because he doesn't need to eat at all, right? It's better than pachsim. Pachsim because she is the chatzis she also minatera. He doesn't have to eat at all. If he's already connected to the machine, for sure not. And I told somebody I know I'm close with as a nursing home, I told him, you should know, any patient that's on a feeding tube, they shouldn't be fed on Yom Kippur. Even though during the year you supplement, fine, it's very nice. They supplement because they just want to keep the person eating. But you could live like that for 50 years on a feeding tube. Rahman al-Islam, I mean, it's not something people, we pray to be in that matzav. But you could live like that for 50 years. So Lamaisa, so for one day, do that. You're already connected. So that's one. There I hold you mechuyev, not mutel, not should. And if you're not a chayla sheyesh pesakon, it's just you need to get hydrated. There I'm not telling you mechuyev to do it, to connect to an intravenous. There I hear there's a mila too. And that's how I'm moira l'rabim in that regard. Okay, now let's go to shiurim on Yom Kippur. Do you always have to give a chayla shiurim? Is there any exceptions to the rule? So this happens to be a fascinating topic, as all in Yonei Halacha. The shayla is, does every single chayla need to eat shiurim? And it's very negeir because kimat, I was on the plane yet, meaning the shaylas are kaseda. When I was on the plane on the way to the chasana, the chasan's uncle was sitting right behind me. So he asked me a shayla and I get to his father. His father is in a matzav where, you know, he needs to eat. He wants to know, in his state of mind, does he need to give him pachas mikashir? So I went over to shiurim with him, and I told him that l'chayra, basically you tell me your father's matzav, it would be hard for him to eat. not shiurim. I can't just like kazai is turkey like he was passed. We're going to give him 3 ounces of... 97 years old can come, you're going to go. You give him an ounce every couple of minutes, that's fakel. That's the normal way. So he realized, it's not so negel halacha, but kimat, there isn't a patient, kimat, that shiurim doesn't work for them. Kimat. The only thing is, sometimes practically, you can't find somebody to do it, to administer it, but out a choyler, there's kimat, I never heard of a choyler that can't manage on pachas mikashir. All that means is that you spread out the achila. If it's a liquid every couple of minutes, an ounce, we'll talk about what exactly the shirk of the achila's process. And by liquid, it's even less of a shayla, because many rishonim all by liquid, it's not the achila's process, kadesh tiyas revias, it's even less, meaning even 2 minutes would be enough, theoretically, according to some rishonim. So there's kimat no chayla that you can't do that with. So the question is, are you mechuyev to do that? Okay, so we have like this. Ayam Kippur, the mashmois in the Shulchan Aruch is that you're mechuyev to do. Chayla tzarech oimed, machil moisei pachas pachas mikashir. The mashmois is on Yom Kippur, from Hilchos Yom Kippur, the mashmois is that you should give a chayla only less than the shear. Right? It spread out less than the shear. But what's the elephant here? The elephant is that in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Beis in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a famous Magid Mishnah. Perek Beis Alocha Yudalit, I think it is. There's a Magid Mishnah there. And the Bir Alocha and the Mishabura has a big Arichas in Ilchus Shabbos and Shinchov Ches. Where the Mishnah Malach says a Chiddush Gadol. The Rambam seems to say that you're not Mechamim for a Choyle, you don't heat up for a Choyle if it's not necessary, if the Choyle doesn't need it. The Magid Mishnah points out, the Ravitz question, it's Mashma, that a Chaya, a woman who gave birth, you could, even though it's possible to just give her more blankets, you're allowed to make a Madura. So you see, Mamish, like, you could do everything for the Chayla. So the Magid Mishnah brings down a Ravid. That the Ravid seems to say that the Gemara that says that you could do a Chaya, heat up, no matter what, that's because she's right now a Chayla Sheyesh Pesach. And the case where you're not allowed to do it is where they're not right now a Chayla Sheyesh Pesach. They could become a Chayla Sheyesh Pesach. So there, if you could use a blanket, use a blanket. Azayka state the Magid Mishnah. From the simple understanding of Magid Mishnah, and that's how the place can understand him, is that if somebody's a Chayla Sheyesh Pesach, you could do anything for them. Even things that are not needed to alleviate the sakana. Even I know for sure, this thing I don't need. The chayla does not need this for a sakana at all. It's making them more comfortable. It's a tzarech chayla, but it's not, the sakana does not need it. Al sakana, no problem. Right? And l'maisa the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, in Hilchos Shabbos and Shin Chav Ches, seems to paskin like the Magid Mishnah. Because he says that you're not moineya, you don't hold back from the chayla anything that you would do during the week. That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. And the priest can say, he's nigrar, the Mishabur talks about it, he's nigrar after Yen HaMagid Mishnah. That a chayla sheyesh bo sakana, who draw it to it? You do whatever you do during the week. You don't hold back. So, if you can use that way of thinking, I told Olam last year that I heard this from the head of Atzola, in who started Atzola in the East Side, where he was from the Miyastim. He said that they wanted to have Rav David Feinstein to give a shiur to the Atzola members, how with Hilchos Shabbos, what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do. So he said they want to get together with the Reshiva. When is the Reshiva available? So he's thinking. They say, when could the Reshiva talk to Atzola members about all the halachas that they have to know regarding Shabbos? So he said, Tuesday. Tuesday. Tuesday night, Tuesday morning, Tuesday afternoon. Which Tuesday? He just says, Tuesday. So this Golding, the one who was in, he says, Tuesday, what time, when, which Tuesday? He goes, no. Tell them Shabbos is like Tuesday. Whatever they would do on Tuesday, they could do. It's Tuesday. This is, tell them it's Tuesday. Doesn't give in the guns. That was David Feinstein. Which is the way the Shulchan Aruch reads. Mishabur says it's Toiv L'Hachmir. Even though the Me'iri is Mashma like that, the Mishabur says. And the Tashpates, we'll get to Reb Chaim. And the Tashpates holds that way. The Tashpates, still, the Mishabur says it's Nochon L'Hachmir. That by a Melocha D'Raisa, he says, by a Rabbanon Kol Tzrachov. Like the, basically, paskin like the Magid Mishnah for the Rabbanans, for Issa the Rabbanan, even if the Chayla doesn't need it, you could do it. And for Melochas the Raisa, you should be Machmer, if it's not needed for the Chayla. That's the, but Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, the steam of the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be a stira. Because in Ilchus Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch seems to go like the Magid Mishnah. And Hilchos Yom Kippur, and it doesn't. That's the problem. So there's a Meiridik Chiddush in Rebbe Elchanan, Kovetz Aharetz, and the Chiddush of Rebbe Elchanan is found also in the Chelkas Yoyev. They both say the same Yesod. Rebbe Elchanan in Yevames and Siman Yud Ches, he brings down the Magid Mishnah. The Bechayla Sheyesh Bo Sakana, Mechal and Shabbos L'chol Tzrochav. Afilu ein b'miniyas hadover ahu sakone. V'chein hu barachayim semin shinchov chesiv dalet azoy paskin de shulchan aruch like the Magen Mishnah. Oisim kol shevigilim lasois loy b'choil. U'bimishtabua hevi machlokes ha'poskim b'zeh. V'chiach shevishoinim cholkim al deyazu. V'ikir ha'yosim miyom ha'kippurim. The main raya of the Mishtabura is from Yom Kippur. The choyle sheyesh bezakon tzeruch oimed im yochol is boatainis. He says, and Rabbi Chanan says, I don't understand the Magen Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. I don't understand the Magen Mishnah. He says, ube'emes tama matirim tzeruchim. The head of pikuach nefesh is pikuach nefesh doiche v'chaybem. What's going on? The mabekach shachol yesh bezakon. Amen, yes, there's no yachas. Those of you who are learning mitzvah b'avera, that was all the lomdas we're talking about. There has to be a yachas, connection. He happens to be a chodesh yesh b'sakana. So what? So he can worship avodah zorah? Avodah zorah anyway, yachval yachval. It's a chodesh yesh b'sakana. So now he can do whatever he wants. Chutra al suyeh. What's this? Pikuach nefesh doich ha-shabes, yafinu mivachay b'eh. שצורך לדחוי שבס בשבו חיוסוי. אבל הוכה, מלך הסחיל שבס, לא מיילה ולא מיירד. מנולן שמותה. This cash is such a bomber. What Rabbi Chanan is asking, it's a bomb. It's a bomb, even if you hold hutra, it's a bomb. Do you understand what I'm telling you? There's a shayla of pikuach nefesh is the chuyah, pikuach nefesh is hutra. The chuya means it's pushed off. Pushed off. Normally when anything is docho, you have to try to avoid. Hutra means muta. Even if it's hutra, it's not pikuach nefesh. As if it's a bochana. It's not pikuach nefesh. Av chuyu sheish b'zakana. Could I now put on the lights? Just shake, put the lights on and off. Stam. Chuyu sheish b'zakana. What's that have to do with the chuyu? Pikuach nefesh is utra. Rabbi Chanan is asking, it's not pikuach nefesh. You understand? Rabbi Chanan is asking, this is not pikuach nefesh. There happens to be a sick person here. It's true. But what I'm doing has nothing to do with that. Has nothing to do with it. One second. Rabbi Chanan has nothing to do with it. I want you to know that Rabbi Yashiv, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, held so strong of this kasha that he held there's no answer. He learned the Magen Mishnah differently. He didn't learn the Magen Mishnah the way many learned the Magen Mishnah. Rebbe Yashiv Zatzal said that what the Magen Mishnah means is something entirely different. It's not so meduyik in the words, but he means like this. You have a choyla. He's a choyla sheyesh b'sakana. His body needs to be heated. If his body's not heated, he's in danger. You have to get this guy heated. That's pikuach nefesh. I could use a blanket. But during the week, I wouldn't use a blanket. I would put on the heat. During the week, the way I would do the pikuach nefesh during the week is I would put on the heat. Let's take 5 blankets and bury the chayla with blankets. I'll put on the heat. Zoktovel Yashiv, dosi pshat in the Magen Mishnah, ein b'minias oisei dover sakona, because I could do something which is not a chilul Shabbos. As Rebbe Yashiv says, that's the only way to learn. On dem fashteit o b'chlal nitigan samayse. Without that, he doesn't understand. Avadet, that's clear in the Magen Mishnah, that you're allowed to do something for chilul sheyesh b'sakona on Shabbos, even though you don't have to do it. But don't have to do doesn't mean because it happens to be the chayla wakes up in the morning, Shabbos morning, and he goes, you know, I'd love to know where Bitcoin is holding. Oh, sure, let me just put on the computer. I'd like to know what Bitcoin is doing. Again, if it's a Ben Zion, that alone is a sakonis tefoshes. It's an overstutzach mit Bitcoin. Das alein is a sakonis tefoshes. You don't hear any other cheshbenis. The chayl just one. Savad is Dr. Rebbe Yashiv. We can't listen to him. The Magen Mishnah means of it seems just got honorable mention. You heard it. What the Magen Mishnah means is that there is a sakona now. And the chayl needs heat. I just don't have to put the heater on. I have other ways to get it. And the Democrats will tell you you can put on the wind, the mills, and the mice. Eventually, the chayla in 10 years will get hot. Yeah. So the eitzes. There's other eitzes. That's what the market, now it's very geschmack. Kol shirigilim lasas loy b'chayl. However, I would take care of the pikuach nefesh during the week. That's how I take care of pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. Okay? I'm only sharing with you this yisoid from Rebbe Yashiv because it's a gewaldig approach. And I saw years ago that Rav Nosson Gishtetner Zatzal was mechavent to Rebbe Yashiv. He also looked like Rebbe Yashiv. He couldn't understand, but again, it's not the havon of all the achronim. The Mishabur Fashtet Mishtazay. All the achronim understand the Magid Mishta Kipshutay. They understand that the Shulchan Aruch and the Shabbos is saying, you could do whatever you want. Whatever the chayla wants on Shabbos. If he's a chayla, she yesh pesakone, kol tzrochav. Okay, we'll be mamshach next week. You should know Reb Chaim really makes the chiddush much less. I claim the chiddush, people don't realize it. Reb Chaim's up.